this is your life and business strategist, Steve Harris. How you doing? How you doing? And how's it going? Well, I've had a fantastic day. I'm sitting in my car, just got out of a meeting. Fantastic day. I had a meeting with a friend of mine that just totally inspired this particular podcast. You know, we were sitting down and just talking. In particular, shout out to my man, Lingle Boy, for this podcast. You know, you inspire me, man. Thanks a lot. But let me just quickly tell you what we were talking about, man. We were sitting down together and, you know, we were just talking about the principles of success and how success is intentional. And, you know, my man just put the thought in my head, and we were just thinking about how success doesn't just happen. You know, I was wondering, you know, I'm going to say that again. Success just doesn't just happen. Success is intentional. And my man was just talking to me about, you know, the attitude of success. And there was something that came into my mind. And I don't know if you've ever wondered this, and I wondered this a lot, how two people with the same amount of gifting, probably the same amount of education and talent, can have two separate results. So let me give a particular instance. I was thinking about churches. So I was using my church as an example and comparing with, you know, hypothetically another church. And I said, you know, is the success of my church or is the success of a church predicated on grace alone, or is there something about strategy? Is it about business? So does one church succeed, quote unquote, better than the other because that church has more grace, or is that church more successful because they have better application of strategy, better business sense, quote unquote, better team, you know, those sorts of things. But bringing it out of that circle, the question is, what makes the difference between two people? How come one person succeeds and another person does not succeed? And that's the thought of my podcast. And I'm just going to title this. Don't take your eye off the ball, man. That's what it is. Don't take your eye off the ball. Success is intentional, ladies and gentlemen. Success is a mindset. You know, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You've got to have the mindset for success. You know, and my friend, Lingle Boy, who we were just chatting today, and he's a fantastic artist manager, and we were talking about success. And, you know, he said something to me that was so profound. He said, you know, a lot of people want success, but a lot of people aren't ready to pay the price for that. Now, I know that sounds like a cliche, pay the price for success and this, that, and the other. So he gave me an example of how, you know, somebody has the idea or the gifting or the ability to do maybe fashion or, you know, go into entertainment or whatever the case may be. And, you know, the thing about success, it's not guaranteed. There are no guarantees for success. You know what I mean? I'm going to say that again. There are no guarantees for success. So my man was telling me, you know, how somebody can have a passion for something. And, you know, let me be a little spiritual. And God sometimes just wants to test how bad you really want it. You know, sometimes we have this illusion that says, you know, because I'm gifted at something, if I go into it, it's going to succeed immediately and I'm going to become rich and famous. It doesn't happen that way. There are no guarantees. You could be talented and gifted and get into that stuff, and for 2 years you will not make a dime. Is it because you're bad at business? Is it because you're not talented? Absolutely not. But sometimes it just might be that God just wants to test how bad you really want it. Do you have staying power? Do you have the stickability? Too many of us try things, and when they fail, or so to speak, when we don't get the success that we anticipate, we leave it and we go on to something else. So you know what we have? We have what we call half-dug ditches. You know what I'm saying? We have half-dug ditches. So we try something, we have an idea, we dig a ditch, but then we've dug for a bit, and when we don't get the results we expect, we abandon that ditch, and it's on to the next one. We go into the next idea, and we dig another ditch, and it's a half-dug ditch. And then we go into another idea, and we dig another ditch, and it's a half-dug ditch. So what you have is, over your quote-unquote parcel of land, you don't have the staying power to stay through with something to the end. You have a lot of half-dug ditches. So this is my charge for you this week, man. This is my charge for you. Don't take your eye off the ball. So this is the point, man. I know you've been trying. I know you've been working at it. But this is the question, man. Can God trust you with lack? Can God trust you with everything, so to speak, going wrong? And you know what I said to you? Sometimes God will test you to see how bad you really want it. You know, there are no guarantees that once you just start that business, you're gonna strike gold. There are no guarantees. Oil and gas companies understand this. So when they're drilling for oil and they have, you know, the place that they're looking, they go, they dig, and they dig and they dig and they dig. And they have that staying power, that consistency to not quit until you strike oil. Oh, you don't hear me what I just said. Don't quit until you strike oil. Don't quit until you strike gold. Too many of us are quick to take our eyes off the ball. Too many of us are quick to start something, and then we run up a little, you know, a little steam, and when we don't, so to speak, get the results that we want, what do? We cave in and quit. We, you know, crumble under the pressure, we throw in the towel, and then we say we're not doing it anymore. And then we go and try something else, and when that doesn't work, we try another thing, and after a while, we have a life full of half-dug ditches. Here's the question, man. Do you have half-dug ditches? Are you staying through to the point where you can get the results that you want? I'm going to say that again, man. Don't quit until you strike oil. But you've got to be able to make sure you've got to be able to dot your I's and cross your T's. So it's possible that you might be doing something. You've been doing it for a couple of years and it's not working. Sometimes, to be honest, you just might need to sit back and revise your strategy. You know what? Sometimes you just need a reality check. Sometimes you just need to tell yourself the cold, hard truth and say to yourself, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe truly I am not cut out for this. Maybe I don't have the gifting. Maybe I don't have the business acumen. Maybe I don't have the experience. Because, you know, experience is important. I believe it was the great Warren Buffett that said something so profound. He said, "You, no matter what you do, if you get 9 women pregnant, you can't have a baby in 1 month." I'm going to say that again. Some things just take time. You can't have a baby in 1 month, even if you got 9 women pregnant at the same time. Some things just take time. You know what I mean? Don't take your eye off the ball. This is not the time to cave in and quit. This is not the time to throw in the towel. This is the time, perhaps, to take a reality check and ask yourself some certain honest questions. Because I found out success is a continuum. Success is not a mistake. Now, one of the ways that can stop you from succeeding, you know, is, let me put it like this. You don't need to go backwards to be stagnant. All you need to do is just stop moving. I'm going to say that again. You don't need to go backwards to be stagnant. All you need to do is just stop moving. And the truth of it is, a lot of us have stopped moving. And then, you know the thing about it? Time does not stop. Time moves. Time is a continuum. Time is a process. Now, a lot of us have said to ourselves, you know what, maybe I'm not going backwards, but I'm just going to stop this thing. I'm just going to cave in and quit. I'm just going to put a halt to this thing. You don't need to go backwards to be stagnant. You only need to stop moving. And if you stop moving, you will be stagnant. If you stop moving, people will catch up with you and overtake you. If you stop moving, you will be left in the history books, so to speak, in the, you know, the chronicles of shoulda, coulda, woulda. You could have done this, you should have done this, you would have done this, but you never did. And for maybe many reasons. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you don't have the gift. Maybe you don't have the talent. Maybe you don't have the collaboration or the team. But like I always say, man, it's not what you don't have that limits you. It's what you have, but you don't know how to use. This is my charge for you, man. This is, we're in the month of April already, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, you know, April is about rounding off, and we're about to get into May. We're in the second quarter of the year, man. Can you believe that? We are in the second quarter of the year. Now, I know how it is. You probably started on a high note, and then you've run out of steam somewhere in the middle. But listen, man, this is not the time to take your eyes off the ball. Don't take your eyes off the ball. This is the time for focus, man. You need laser focus. Too many of us are fizzling like candles. We're easily blown out under pressure. So once the pressure comes in, it blows out your candle. It blows out, forgive me, it blows out your flame. You need to fan the flame. You need what I call laser focus. No matter what you do, you can't blow out a laser. A laser is targeted focus. It is heat. Targeted heat focused at a specific direction. I'm going to say that again. You need to have laser-like focus. That is targeted heat focused at a particular direction. Too many of us are dissipating our energies in different directions, and we're chasing different rabbits at the same time. And you know what? You never catch none. But if you focus on chasing that rabbit, it may take a little bit of time. That rabbit may jump in different directions, but you got to revise your strategy, man. So you know what? If you find out that chasing the rabbit head on is not working, you might need to revise your strategy to say, well, you know what? Rather than chasing the rabbit, why don't I let the rabbit come to me? Why don't I set out the bait? Why don't I set a trap? You know what I'm saying? You might need to chase, you know, change your strategy. You might not need to stop chasing the rabbit. You just might need to, you know, revise your strategy. But this is the point, man. Don't take your eye off the ball. Whatever it is your goal is, you remember what I'm saying? Early this year, I started with a podcast and I told you, will you please fail? Now, a lot of you, I know we had over 3,000 downloads and stuff for that podcast, and it was really viral and profound. And thank you for everyone who listened to that podcast and downloaded that podcast and shared that podcast. You know what I mean? And I know that spurred you to start something. But here's the thing, man. Don't take your eye off the ball. Now that you've started, it's the time to continue. And if you continue, and if you work your strategy, and you have laser-like focus, I guarantee you that you will get the result that you want. This is not the time to cave in and quit. This is the time not to, you know, to keep moving. But now, one of the things that you need to check out is that in order to keep moving, you've got to ask yourself the question, you know, what must I let go of? What are the things that are slowing me down? And if you're honest with yourself, you'll probably find out that there are a lot of things that are slowing you down. It might be, you know, the wrong associations. It might be the wrong value systems. It might be the wrong paradigm and mindset. Let me quickly talk about mindset right quick, and I'll be out of your way. I always say this, man. Your life experiences will determine your belief systems. Your belief systems will determine your decisions, and your decisions will determine your destiny. I'm going to say that again. Your life experiences will determine your belief systems. Your belief systems will determine your decisions, and your decisions will determine your destiny. Now, like my friend Bankole Williams always says, you're running a program, whether you know it or not. You're running a program. So, for example, if you're listening to this, if I posted this podcast today, today is a Sunday, right? For many of us, the best day of the week is Friday, TGIF, baby. Thank God it's Friday. The worst day of the week is, can you get it? You said Monday, right? Wrong. It ain't Monday. The worst day of the week for most people is Sunday evening. Just when you're about ironing your clothes and getting ready for the workday, you probably start running a temperature, you get a migraine, you get really, really upset because Monday is the next day. It's time to go to work. Now, guess what? Your mind or your body does not take your permission to start running a program that gives you a headache. You know what I'm saying? It's subconscious. So there are a lot of things that happen in our lives that are predicated solely based on our subconscious mind. Now, let me quickly say this to you. Check this out. Practical example. Every Sunday, I like to take my family out for Sunday, you know, Sunday lunch and everything. We like to go. We'll pick a spot. You know, we go there. We have fun. We eat. And we you know, just family bonding time. And my church is in the Lekki axis of Lagos, Nigeria. And usually we would drive down a little further down, either to Lekki or to the Victoria Island axis. And I noticed that every couple of weeks or every week when we would go out, we'd go to the same old haunts. We'd go to, you know, the same old places to hang out, to eat. You know, the regular restaurants are really nice places. But then I noticed that there were certain restaurants or hotels that I never went into. Let me explain, I hope you understand what I'm saying. We would go to the regular places, but along the Victoria Island stretch, I noticed that there were two particular places, and one in particular that I want to lay emphasis on, that I never went to, and that one in particular was the Eco Hotel and Suites, you know what I'm saying? And I never went to the Eco Hotel because there was something in my mind, I didn't know this at the time, that I was running a program that said that place is not for people like me because it's out of my price range. You know what I'm saying? Now, guess what? I had never been to the Eco Hotel before. But there was something in my mind that suggested to me that this place is out of your league. You know, and one day after going to the same old haunts, the same old restaurants, I decided I was going to change that program. So I decided to do what we call a test pilot. You know what I mean? I decided to go there by myself just in case it was out of my price range. I could take care of myself. If my family was there and it was out of my price range, I'd probably have a problem. You know what I'm saying? So I decided that I was going to go to the Eco Hotel. So I did a test pilot. I drove into the Eco Hotel. Now check this out. Because I was driving in, I noticed that it had a sign. And it says, the first 15 minutes are free. And after that, every hour you'd pay about $200, okay? And I said something in my mind that I wasn't conscious of. I said to myself, I'm not going to be here longer than 15 minutes, therefore I don't have to pay. Now, I don't know if you got what I just said. I said, I'm not going to be here longer than 15 minutes, therefore I will not have to pay. Now, let me help you understand something. 200 quid was not the problem. I had $200. Definitely, I had much more than that. You know what I'm saying? I was driving a car, so the issue was not whether or not I had 200 naira. The issue was that there was something in my subconscious mind, there was something in my program that had tended me to poverty. You know what I mean? So I drove into the Eco Hotel and I set the timer on my watch and said, I got to be out of here in 15 minutes. You know what I mean? And I walked into the Eco Hotel. Now, I wanted to act like I knew where I was. You know, I didn't want to act like I didn't, you know, like I was a JJC, that, you know, this was new to me. So I had to, you know, act the part like I knew where I was going. So I walked into the, you know, to the lobby and, you know, looked around, and I was able to find the restaurant without asking anyone, because I didn't want them to know that this was my first time. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to play it cool. So I walked into the restaurant and I sat, you know, and the waiter came and asked me if I wanted to place an order. So I said, yeah, sure. So he brought the menu. He brought the food menu, and then he brought the drinks menu. I wasn't particularly interested in the food per se, because I felt that you can judge the price of the food by the price of the drinks. You know what I'm saying? So I asked him for he brought the drink menu. And I started scouring, you know what I mean? And I did this thing. Now, I don't know if you've ever done this before, and I'm sure if you have, you know what I'm talking about. It's called shopping on the right side of the menu, you know what I mean? Shopping on the right side of the menu. What does that mean? Very simple. On the left side of the menu are the items, the food, the drinks. On the right side of the menu is the price. So your decision on what you want is predicated not by what you want, but by how much it costs. Do you understand what I'm saying? So my decision, so I was looking through the menu, and I looked at all the wines and all the champagne and all that. I wasn't interested in all that. And I said, you know what? Coke, 800 naira. And I picked Coke. You know what I mean? Now, this is what I'm about to say to you is really quite profound. Because I sat there for a bit. You know, the waiter brought me some peanuts, and I was just taking my time. And then he brings the drink. Now check this out. He brings the Coca-Cola. He brings a glass filled with ice, and they're all in a tray. You know what I mean? And then what he does is that for example, if you've never been to the Eco Hotel, this is going to be some good education for you, right? So listen very intently. So I'm just messing with you. So what he does is that he takes the Coca-Cola, and then he pours the drink into the glass, and when it's full, right, the bottle is still half full, the glass is totally full, the bottle is about half full, and once the glass is full, he stops pouring, and guess what he does? He takes the bottle away. He takes the friggin' bottle away. So I'm not used to that. I'm used to buying liquid content only. You know what I mean? I pay for the bottle. I'm going to drink everything in the bottle. And he takes the bottle away. And I tell him, hey, guy, come back here. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because guess what? You can have, if you have the same old program in a new environment, you will still behave like your old program. Well, you don't hear me what I'm saying, so I'm going to say that again because it sounded good. If you have you might be in a new environment, but if you have the same old program, you will still have the same results of your old environment. That's what Jesus meant when he said, it's like pouring old wine into new wineskins, and it will burst the new wineskin. You know what I'm saying? Because if you are in a new environment and you still carry your old paradigm and your perception, you will still have the same old results. So guess what? Going to the Echo Hotel that day was a great experience because it broke a limiting belief system. Now check this out. Remember what I said to you. Your life experiences will determine your belief systems. Your belief systems will determine your decisions, and your decisions will determine your destinies. Now guess what? I had never been to the Echo Hotel before. I had never had a conscious decision not to go to the Echo Hotel. There must have been something in my mind, in my subconscious mind, that said to me that, you know, places like this are out of your league. And guess what? I could afford the parking. I could afford to buy a bottle of Coke. You know what I mean? But because I'd never consciously or subconsciously decided to go there, guess what? My life experience affected my beliefs. So my life experience said, this place is not for people like you. That affected and reinforced my belief system, which said, this place is not for people like you. My belief system determined my decision, which said, don't go to places like this, because places like this are not for people like you, right? And my decision making determined my destiny. So for over 30 years of my life, I never had gone to the Echo Hotel, even though I lived in the same area as the Echo Hotel. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You can be in the same environment with prosperity and never actually experience prosperity, not because you don't want to, not because you don't pray and fast for it, but very simply because you don't have the right mindset and paradigm for it. So, back to what I'm saying, man, what must you let go of? In order for you to accomplish and achieve what it is you want, you've got to ask yourself the question, what do I need to let go of? And in my case, I have to let go of a mindset, a negative a belief system, a belief system that said that I was not worthy, low self-esteem, that said that places like this were not for people like me. And as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Because guess what? Your life will go wherever your mind goes. Your life will follow wherever your mind goes. And it's very important for you to recognize that. So you've got to be able to think about this, man. As you focus, as you don't take your eye off the ball, consider with me, what must I let go of? And number two, and I talked about before, do I have the staying power? Am I digging half-dug ditches? Is my acre of land, is my field of land filled with half-dug ditches? Do I have the consistency? Do I have the staying power to dig until I strike oil? Listen, man, don't quit too soon. Don't throw in the towel. Dig until you find oil. Sometimes, and this is the truth, I believe sometimes God will test you with lack to see how bad you really want it. He's not going to give you oil in the first dig. He's not going to give you oil in the first try. He's going to see you sweat it out. How consistent are you? Will you wake up in the morning and go dig? You know what I'm saying? Will you sharpen your tools? Will you work on your tools? Will you go there consistently day in, day out, even though you don't find anything? Will you be consistent to go there? Or will you quit and say, you know what, this stuff ain't working, man. I might as well go find me a job. Oh, I might as well just go do something else. Or go do something different. Now, is it possible that you might be digging in the wrong field? Absolutely, and I agree. And sometimes, which is why I said, you know, if you're not getting the results from life that you want, you might want to revise your strategy. You might want to change your strategy. Because if you're chasing the rabbit and the rabbit keeps getting away, you know, hey, maybe chasing it isn't the way to go. Maybe you've got to get the rabbit to come to you. Maybe you need to set a trap. Maybe you need to get a hot female rabbit for Mr. Male Rabbit to, you know, to catch up with. You know what I'm saying? You got to revise your strategy, and you've got to be very honest with that. Check it out, man. Success is intentional. Success is a mindset. The people who you see that are successful, they didn't fall there from the sky. It didn't just happen. There's a consistency. There's a work ethic. There's a value system. There's denying themselves of stuff. There's a hard-working ethic. You know what I'm saying? You've got to be important. You've got to, you know, figure that out. Anyone who's successful didn't just land there, so don't hate on them. They've put in time. They've worked. They've paid their dues. They've made their bones. They deserve to be there, whether or not they are people of integrity or not. That's not the concern of, you know, this focus of this podcast. The issue is that there must be something that they do in their work ethic, in their value system, in, you know, in the way they behave, that they believe that they deserve to succeed. This is it, man. Do you think you deserve to succeed? Forget all the wishy-washy talk. Forget all that stuff. But do you honestly believe that in your heart, in your knowing, you know, in your knowing, you know for a fact that you are guaranteed deserving of success? Now, last thing, like I said before, you know, don't stop moving. Don't take your eye off the ball, because guess what? All you need to do to start going backwards is to stop moving. You don't need to make a conscious decision to say, you know what, I'm not doing this thing anymore, Moshe Mo, I'm going backwards and I ain't going to do this anymore. As long as you stop moving, you are going to retrogress. You're going to regress. You're going to keep going backwards. You don't need to go backwards to be stagnant. All you need to do is just stop moving. Don't stop moving. Don't take your eye off the ball. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Ask yourself several questions. What do I need to let go of? You know, how bad do I want it? You know what I'm saying? And just keep on moving, man. Just keep on moving. And I guarantee you that if you keep moving, if you don't take your eyes off the ball, success is yours. Success is intentional. Success is deliberate. Success is a mindset. Change your belief systems. Ask yourself, and I want you to do this, man. Ask yourself this question. What are my limiting beliefs? What are the things that are slowing me down? You know what I'm saying? I'd love to hear from you, man. If if this podcast has inspired you in any way, hey, holler at me. Send me an email or something. You know, send an email to my email address, info@iamsteveharris.com. That's info@iamsteveharris.com. info@iamsteveharris.com. And let's talk about it, man. You can follow me on Twitter @iamsteveharris. Holler at me on Instagram @iamsteveharris. Like my Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? That's Steve Harris. So hey, let's make it happen, baby. You know what I always say, if you can't say it with me, it's not what you don't have that limits you. It's what you have but you don't know how to use. I hope you find it. I hope you work it. And I hope you chase your greatness. This is your life and business strategist, baby. Holler at you. Talk to you real soon. Peace.